From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School teachers have the option of going back to school today for the first time since last week's shooting that left 17 people dead and more than a dozen others injured. Students return next Wednesday. As WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us, some people are afraid to go back to school, and others desperately want to get back to some sort of routine. We do want to let you know, in this story, there are some descriptions of what happened that are hard to listen to.
On the day after the nation's deadliest high school shooting, Stoneman Douglas freshman Melanie Lee and her mom Heather went to Pine Trails Park in Parkland for a vigil honoring the 17 victims. Melanie said she was in shock.
Everything's going to be different. It can't go back to the way it used to be.
Her mom didn't know when school would reopen and what she would do when it did.
I'm not sure that she's going to go back. I honestly think it'll be too hard for her and for me to worry about if she's going to come home.
Have you thought about other options?
Probably homeschool. Yeah. Keep her at home. Three of her classmates died, and she, by the grace of God, had angels around her that day. Because she was sitting right next to two of them, and somehow the bullets missed her.
Melanie was hiding under a desk, holding her teacher's hand, when she saw one of her classmates die.
It didn't look real. I didn't think it was real.
I checked back in with the Lees a week later. Heather says she's leaving it up to her daughter as to whether she'll go back. Melanie wants to try. First, the teachers go back. Then there's an orientation for students on Sunday. And school starts again on Wednesday. Melanie's going to see how she feels after the orientation. If not, plan B, Mom says, homeschool.
If there is a student that absolutely does not want to return to the school, we are going to work with them to pursue other options in the district.
Robert Runcie is Broward County School Superintendent. He said when school reopens, mental health services will be available and enhanced security.
Students that I've talked to, they're pretty adamant about getting back to school and reclaiming Marjory Stoneman Douglas.
When the shooter opened fire on his classmates and teachers, most of the horror took place in Building 12, which students call the freshman building. They won't have to go back there. The whole schedule has been reworked to fit all the students and teachers in other buildings on campus.
It's going to be tight, but they've come up with some good creative ways to keep all of the students together.
But of course, the whole campus is a hard place to be for people who lived through the shooting.
I have students who don't want to go back in the classroom where they were held, don't want to go back in the closet where they were hiding, don't want to be in the auditorium because they were hiding in there.
Sarah Lerner teaches English and journalism and is the yearbook advisor at Stoneman Douglas. One of the victims, Jamie Guttenberg, was in her introductory journalism class this year, and she had taught another, Meadow Pollock, in freshman English.
It's a sensory thing. Some of them just don't want to hear the fire alarm or the school bell or, you know, anything that might trigger memories and feelings from last Wednesday.
She's been trying to take care of herself, talking to a counselor, drinking water, taking naps, so she can be healthy enough to care for her students and her own family. Her oldest child goes to the middle school next door to Stoneman Douglas. Lerner has been hearing from her students, getting text messages and calls and emails, sometimes in the middle of the night. On February 14th, she had senior English last period.
And I was giving them a quiz.
On George Orwell's 1984.
You know, I had joked that I was going to, you know, ruin their Valentine's Day. And as they were taking their quiz, I was putting little Hershey kisses on their desks. You know, here's a kiss while you take your quiz.
The fire alarm went off. She and her students started to leave, then turned back when they realized it was a code red. Some of them scattered. Lerner locked herself and 15 students in her classroom so they could hide. She has mixed feelings about being called back to work.
I don't know that I'm ready to physically step foot on campus, but I know that doing that is part of the healing process. And, you know, I want to start to get as back to normal as we can.
It's hard to imagine anything like normal now. Some of the kids who survived the shooting quickly became national celebrities, prominent voices for gun control. They met with lawmakers in Tallahassee, with the president in Washington and interviewed U.S. Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson during a live CNN broadcast from the BB&T Center in Sunrise. This is audio of Stoneman Douglas Jr. Cameron Caskey from when he was on CNN.
Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA in the future?
Some students have said into the TV cameras that they won't go back to school until there's change. But privately, they worry about falling behind. One told me he's got 5 AP classes this year and is supposed to take the SAT next month. Another has the lead role in a musical. Senior David Hogg is one of the most visible student activists. He's been targeted by far-right conspiracy theorists, accusing him of being a so-called crisis actor brought in by media organizations to perform a certain political point of view.
I don't know when or if or how I'll be able to go back to school. I just know that I have to.
This is Hogg during a gun control rally in Fort Lauderdale a few days after the shooting.
That's what these people want. They want us to be afraid, and I'm not going to accept that.
At the same rally, a brother and sister who go to Stoneman Douglas also felt determined to return. Senior Diego Pfeiffer, perhaps a bit more than Isabella, a junior. Diego said he was in a closet with more than 60 people when the shooting took place.
There was one person next to me who was bawling, and she said, I don't want to go to school anymore. What I told her in the closet was, you've lived 17, 18 years already. You can't let 2 hours take away all the great memories that we had at our school. Of course, I feel scared. And of course, there's nothing that could ever like make me feel completely safe again. But I want to go back, and I want to make more good memories at Douglas.
Isabella said she's terrified to go back. But she feels like her classmates and teachers there are the only ones in the world who can understand what she's going through.
It's like a home, but that's kind of been torn down, if that makes any sense at all.
Her brother nodded and reassured her. It's still our home. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Parkland.
WLRN has a list of free mental health resources available to help in the wake of the Parkland shooting. And you can find that information at our website, wlrn.org/Stoneman. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.